I'm Baruch.
And I'm Aaron.
And this is the Open Source Show.
I'm Aaron. I'm a cloud advocate at Microsoft.
And I'm Baruch, head of developer relations with JFrog.
We're here today to talk about conferences.
That's a topic that we both love and passionate about.
Yes. I think we should talk about it sort of from two perspectives. In that sea of conferences, you really have to prioritize. You have to have like a good way to figure out what are the good conferences. And then you have to prioritize if you're an attendee, which ones are you going to go to, right? How are you going to go to them? And if you're a speaker, how do you tell which ones are good to submit a proposal to a CFP for those conferences? We've got sort of the attendee perspective, and then as a speaker, the speaker perspective.
Let's talk about how people that don't have unlimited resources and time can select those few conferences that they really should attend.
Right, and like the ones that are sort of the highest return on investment, if you will.
There are two critical pieces of it. One is the content that you get for your money, and second is the network that you get for your money. Eventually, content will be filmed and published, so you can watch it from the confidence of your couch at home, but network is a big deal. And there are a couple of signs or clues that you need to look for at the conference website, in the agenda, to see if you have those opportunities to do the networking. Breaks between talks, are there long enough?
Yeah.
If they are, you can go ahead and speak with people. Social activities like breakfast and after party and booth crawl with beer, the best kind. Mm-hmm. Networking with the speakers, but not only, also with the peers, with other people in the industry. And I think here there is a little bit of dilemma. Because you would naturally incline towards the bigger conferences. Mm-hmm. If there is like 8,000 people, there are a lot of people I can talk with.
Yeah.
Right? But from the other side, those community intimate conferences give you a better reach.
Yeah.
Right? The conversation is more natural. Yep. Just because there is less people.
Yeah, and the networking, that's near and dear to my heart for sure. It's sort of like, what do you get in addition? One of my favorite ones is these things called a birds of a feather. There's different tables for different topics. You choose a table if it's like a performance conference for computing, let's say. Maybe you'll choose the table for performance analysis, or you'll choose a table for maybe best languages to use, or whatever it might be.
Some conferences even do it during lunch, when you select where to sit. Another names for those birds of the feather, there are unconferences, which are basically the same,
yeah.
And open spaces, which are exactly the same thing. So those are the markers for good networking opportunities that you can look at the program.
So what about kind of evaluating the actual sessions? Like, how do you know if you're going to a conference, if you're going to get good material, good learning out of the sessions you're going to actually go to?
So that will require a little bit of research. First of all, look at the familiar names and faces, right? If you see Russ Cox giving a keynote, that's a conference that you want to go.
And just for kind of context, this is sort of in the Go language community, yeah?
Every community have their own thought leaders, mm-hmm. that you probably heard the name, so you can look for those. Mm-hmm. There are obviously a lot of speakers that you have no idea who they are.
Yeah.
But just Googling up and see if those people can have some interesting ideas and can successfully articulate them.
Yeah, or you can see maybe their contributions on GitHub and maybe combine that with the videos they've done or maybe blog posts they've
written. So you basically need to look for two, for good ideas, good content, and for ability to explain it.
Yeah.
And that kind of brings us to our next topic. What if you want to be a speaker?
Right. You've gone to a bunch of conferences already. You're really inspired maybe by a speaker or some speakers you've seen, and you want to be up on that stage doing the speaking. You're on a lot of program committees, as am I, but I think I've heard you really well articulate all these kind of points or topics that you look for in a proposal that a speaker would submit.
There are a lot of those features. We need to be inclusive. We need to build a diverse program. We want to hear new ideas, local voices. But I think the most important are good ideas, good knowledge, and the ability to express and articulate that.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of submitters or maybe first-time submitters really get caught up, because they feel like they need to be an expert. And that is, That is a really tough thing if you're a brand new submitter or a brand new speaker.
There is a name for it.
Imposter syndrome. Right?
I have it, Aaron has it, everybody have it. And I remember my first conference, I was terrified. I was kind of like a beginner, middle-level Java developer, and I had to speak about Hibernate second-level caches.
That sounds like a talk I would absolutely go to. And I would see you as the expert in that particular topic.
What actually helped me is the organizers of the conference. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of conferences that want to invest into new speakers. Mm-hmm. Because all the different aspects that I mentioned, mm-hmm. right? Because the good conference will actually support even first-time speakers or the people that have no experience with a public training, public speaking training, and building the content, building the slides, building the demos, and not less important, build this narrative arc that will end up in this added value that people can take away with. The program will be better if we will train good people to deliver what they know in a good way.
I've seen them do almost all the new speaker training is they really encourage the speakers, new or experienced, to give the audience a clear takeaway or action item. They really want to make sure that the folks sitting in the seats getting that material walk away with some value, right? Because that's why they went to the conference. Be forthcoming in your submission and say, hey, I'm a brand new speaker. I really would like to speak here. I've got something to offer, but I need some help.
And then we will approach the speaker and see if we can train them and help them to be a good speaker. And obviously, that is the added value that we provide to this person, to the conference, and eventually to the community.
And there are tons and tons of conferences out there. You can take advantage of that as a speaker as well and kind of measure, you know, how easy will it be for me to get that submission out? How much will the conference invest in me? And you can kind of take it from there. Maybe you'll get a couple of conferences under your belt. You'll learn how to write better proposals, and you can kind of keep going up from there.
A lot of people will say, well, if I'm saying I'm not a good speaker, I won't be accepted.
Right.
But that's not the case. This is not how it works. We will look at the abstract, and it's very important that this one will be well written, and we have some tips of that. How do you prepare a good submission? How do you write a good abstract?
You've got to keep your style. You've got to show that you know the topic, and you got to recognize that you know the topic well. That's why you're submitting. And that last part is you really have to tell the conference proposal review committee that you're going to give that audience something clear to take away, some learning that you're going to convey.
Those are great tips, and we have much more where this comes from.
So check out the links below. There's a ton more where that came from, as Baruch said. Also go check out opensource.microsoft.com. If you like what you see, give a thumbs up below and subscribe to our channel.
Yeah.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you very much.